I'm very excited about this product because it has all my advisors on it, because this product condenses into one product all the things I wanted to say. Now I can say, take You Can Choose to Be Rich, invest the time to listen to it, to read it, to study it.
What I love about the product, Robert, is that we walk the talk. I'm very, very proud to have you as my partner because you do walk the talk. You are sharing with our listeners and with our readers your life and how you created your wealth. It's an experiential learning for them if they choose to be rich. So we're truly walking the talk. We're letting our listeners and our readers understand that there is a team. Business is a team sport. And this product, Choose to Be Rich, is the first time we've actually brought our team together and actually shared them with our readers.
Yeah, this is like taking a high-powered, potency, multivitamin pill in one gulp. That's the way I look at it. It would take you years and years and years to try and gather these people together to let them share some of the knowledge they have. The other thing I learned from product development, or the big mistake I made when I first started my nylon and Velcro wallet business, I thought I had to do everything. I mean, that was part of my process. So I actually formed the distribution company, the manufacturing company, the in-house accounting. I had everything. I thought I had to be the jack of all trades. And the trouble was, I didn't know anything about any of those disciplines. So now the thing that I found out, again, is cooperation, is you want to have as many joint venture partners where their core competency is to do what they do best. My big mistake was I tried to be a manufacturer, and I'm not a manufacturer. You know, I tried to be an accountant, and I'm not an accountant. And all these things you learn through trial and error. I actually built a factory in Honolulu to sell nylon wallets. If you can imagine how ridiculous that is. I mean, if I don't know how to run a factory, what makes you think I can start one and run one? You know, it was so crazy in those early days. So some of those learnings I have had come about with product development were priceless, and I pass them on to you. Let somebody else do what they're good at. So in closing on product, there's a very important part I'd like to bring up right now, and it's the idea of price. So when we first came out with the board game, Cashflow 101, the perception was Monopoly. Monopoly sells for $29. There was a very big problem because the production cost on Cashflow 101 was $35. And everybody says, well, I'll pay $29 for it. And I'm going, but I'd go broke if I sold it for $29. And so the perception was, here was a product that was a $29 value, my cost was $35. The other problem we had was the game was too difficult. You know, when Sharon was the only person who could get out of the rat race at the time, this game is difficult. So we use, again, price to determine how this product would be positioned in the marketplace. And so we just said, if we made it $59, we'd still be perceived as too expensive because $29 was the norm. So I said, well, let's push it way out so that it becomes the most expensive board game in the world right now. Let's make it $195. At that point, anybody who looked at it, the price would you know, say, hello, wake up, this is an expensive product. That way, the only person that would buy that game was somebody who was extremely interested in their education. In other words, they valued the education, not the game. And that was the logical patterning we went through this process of pricing. I went to this marketing workshop, and I'm sitting there listening to the speaker, and he says, in any market category, there's always the high end and the low end. For instance, there's always the Volkswagen, there's always the Mercedes. He said, always be the high end. He says, if you're a small businessman, be the high end. He says, the problem with being the low end is somebody else wants to beat you. In other words, somebody is always trying to be cheaper than you if you're at the cheap end of the spectrum. So he says, be the high end. And I'm not saying it's the most scientific way we came up with developing product pricing, but we placed our product Cashflow 101 at the high end, and we've never looked back because the only people that have bought our product are people who are dedicated to their education, not the entertainment of the game.
And I will tell you, more often than not, we get letters, we get phone calls. They say the game should be even higher because the value of what they've learned from playing it is priceless. It
changes people's lives.
That's right.